Lilui Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Taf Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Gimel. Ner Shel Cheres. The cup that you put the oil in is made of a type of clay, and when you light the oil, light the fire, it turns black and becomes not mechubot for Hanukkah. Shidit bolayla achas nasa yashan ve'en madlikim bolayla acheres. You shouldn't use it the next night. The Mishnah explains it's ma'us, ubizui mitzvah. It's disgusting that it's so dark, it's so full of soot and everything. It's not proper to use that the next night. Rather, lokeh chadashim b'chol laila. Take a new cup every night. Vim ein lo ela yashan. What if all you have is the old one? Masiko b'chol laila b'ur. You should burn it out a little before you use it to get rid of some of the blackness. V'ner shal mateches ein tzarech chadash v'shol zechuchis ein tzarech chadash. But a metal cup is okay. It doesn't get, it doesn't become ma'us. It doesn't become disgusting for the mitzvah after using it. Now, what if you have zechuchis ocheres mechuse dino kemateches? If it's covered, sometimes there's a covering, a covering from lead or something like that. So then, again, it doesn't become disgusting when you use it, and that you can use the same one every night. Oh. Sif Dalet. Ein choshin lepsilos achifa macha tichle. You don't need to change the psilos, the wicks, every night. And just the opposite. There's no bizayon there. Just the opposite. They light better every night. So there are different minhagim whether people switch their oils and wicks every night. The minhag was the Chazon Ish did not switch. Many others do switch. They say it's more of a kavod. It's a new mitzvah each night. There was another level of the nes. There are two customs. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that it's told that everyone should try to make a beautiful menorah yafeh, lefi kocho, and also the neighbors to try to make it yafeh. There's an inyan. There's an idea to try to have a beautiful menorah. People that the post can bring down, try to have a silver menorah, is an additional hidur. Oh. So within this discussion of having a nice menorah, so the Achronim discuss an idea. What if the menorah can't stand by itself? Does that count as a kli for the for Chanukah? So some of the Achronim say that a kli she'ein yachol lamod me'elav below smicha ein roi l'ner Chanukah. So based on that lashon, some of the Achronim say that you have to have a kli for ner Chanukah. That the oil or the candles have to be inside of some sort of container. But you would not be able to, let's say, just melt the candles onto the windowsill. So the Avnei Nezer discusses that question. He quotes a machlokas about that in his Shuvah Or HaChaim Siman Tav Kuf. So the poskim points out that the Mishnah Berurah sounds like you can. Earlier, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, he talks about Kishrei Medapkin Neiro Shava Bakoso. When you melt the wax candles onto the windowsill, so they should be apart, an etzba apart. So again, it's a machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah is makel. It's interesting. They said that Rav Soloveitchik, at least some of the years when he would light the candles when he was in YU for Hanukkah, he would use candles, long candles, and he would melt them onto the windowsill. Now, there were years when Rav Shechter Shlita had already begun giving shir, and he would teach Hilchos Hanukkah. So Rav Shechter mentioned, the story I'm telling you now, Rav Shechter says himself. So Rav Shechter mentioned in shir, that there's a machlokas, whether you need a kli for Ner Chanukah, or you can just melt the candles onto the windowsill. So once when the Rav Zatzal was about to do this, somebody said, Rebbe, you know, Rav Shechter says you're not Yotze if you do it that way. Now, Rav Shechter didn't really say it that way. He just mentioned the Machlokas, and obviously Rav Soloveitchik was Mekil. But that's how it was said over to Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Shechter says over that when the Rav heard that, the Rav said, tell Shachter he's crazy. Anyway, and Rav Shachter really enjoyed telling over that story, that when he was misquoted to the Rav gave him that that comment. Anyway, there's an Indians have a beautiful menorah. Now, a lot of times, the cups, let's say people use these glass cups that they put into their menorah, those, sometimes the cups have a very thin bottom. They wouldn't stand by themselves. But that's okay, because they're made to be used that way. So that's considered proper, and that's the way they're made, and that's certainly mutter to use l'chachila, to light the menorah that way. Okay, simatar for Eish Ayin Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, can you light one Ner Chanukah from another one? Madliki Ner Chanukah min Ner Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can light one Ner Chanukah from another, v'tav kol habik mizel lezeh v'lo emtsoi, with nothing in the middle. In other words, you lit one Ner Chanukah, and you want to light the next one from the first one. So that's mutter, because that's not showing a lack of kavod to the Ner Chanukah. If you use the Ner Chanukah to light a candle which is not a mitzvah candle, let's say with a candle in the middle, so that you shouldn't do. V'hadlik mizel lezeh aydei ner shechol aser. In other words, I have a Ner Chanukah that's lit, and I light another candle, not a Ner Chanukah, from the first candle, and then I use that second candle to light another Ner Chanukah. Right? Not allowed to do, because it's a bizayon, it's degrading to the first Ner Chanukah that I'm using it to light a non-mitzvah candle. That's the first shita in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh matirin gam b'zeh? And some say, no, even that's mutter. Why? Because since you're lighting the middle candle in order to right away go light another Ner Chanukah afterwards, that's okay. Because that's the purpose. That's why you're lighting it. It's not a degradation to the mitzvah at all. Elin Kane, who b'inyan sheish lachu sheyich ba'aner shecho kodetadik ner achos shechanukah. Unless you're concerned the middle candle might go out. So then it'll turn out that you use the Ner Chanukah to light the middle candle. And the middle candle wasn't used for anything for Ner Chanukah. So then you shouldn't do that. The Rama writes, "V'noagu lahachmir b'ner v'schanukah lo lahadik afilu minero l'ner." We're machmir even more machmir than the first shita. The first shita was mekil. The Rama says our minig is not to light even directly from ner l'ner. Why? The ikr mitzvaso einu ella ner echad v'ashar einu l'mitzvah kol kach. Oh, we learned this already. The primary mitzvah is the first candle. Everything else is extra. It's mahadrin. So the other candles really are a slightly lower level than the first candle. So therefore, when you're lighting the second candle from the first candle, indeed it is going down in the level of mitzvah, and that's not proper cover to the first candle. And therefore, we should not be madlik zemiza. And that's the minute that we don't do this. Okay. Now, how exactly do you light one Ner Chanukah from the other? See, the halacha is that you're not supposed to move the Ner Chanukah around after you light it. So how can I light one candle from the other? Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says, well, one possibility is that you're using oil and you have long wicks. So I can take the wick that's lit and I can bend it over to the next wick, to the next candle over. And that way, the candles that are lit are not being moved after they're lit. Or the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some of the Achronim say that if it's just for half a second, in other words, I pick up the second candle to light from the first candle, then I put it down a second afterwards, there's no problem with that. The Zman Muat, that's Mutter, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the case the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Oh. Now, let's assume that it's mutter to light one candle from another, and let's assume you lit two candles in the regular way, and the second one went out. So the Mishnah says you cannot relight the second candle from the first candle. Why? Because we paskin kafsa ein zakukla. We paskin that make everything, you don't have to relight it. So when you're relighting that second candle from the first candle, that's not a real mitzvah anymore. And therefore, it is a degradation to the first candle, because you're using a mitzvah candle to relight a candle, which is only a chumrah. And that one should not do, even according to the Makil opinion. And certainly, if the shamash goes out, one should not light the shamash from one of the Neros Chanukah. Okay. And again, the bottom line, like we saw in the Ramah, the minig is that we never light one candle from another, because we assume that the other candles are a slightly lower level mitzvah than the first candle. Okay, we'll stop here.